for the past year now, we were able to support over 240 jobs in Donegal in 2024, and that was a net uplift of 129. So we have had great engagement from our business sector, businesses from start-up right up to employing 50 in Donegal have been accessing a wide range of supports, and that can include financial supports, direct grant aid towards capital equipment and salary supports, as well as initiatives around sustainability and adopting business practices to be more competitive, as well as embracing new digital technology.
You presented a map as part of your presentation this morning, and what was interesting was that you are literally supporting businesses in all parts of the county. Others obviously have responsibility in the Gaeltacht, but you had businesses pretty much on every other part of the county of Donegal.
We support businesses outside of the Gaeltacht area, right across Donegal. We support anybody in manufacturing or indeed any other sector, service, hospitality, with a wide range of supports, and we have achieved great geographical spread from right up in Inishowen, right down to Bundoran and across into Glenties, Killybegs and Ballybofey, Stranorder. So all areas greatly represented with our grant dashboard that we presented this morning to the members as part of the SPC.
And as you said, over 200 jobs supported, and the amount of money invested in local companies, quite substantial.
Yes, so we typically invest over $2.5 million, and because the local enterprises in Donegal are really active, engaging with us and seeking support, usually every year we are able to secure additional money for Donegal because the demand is above our targets that are set, and then as a result of that, government are able to award additional funding into Donegal. So this year we've over nearly $2.5 million that will go directly into small businesses in Donegal to help them to compete, to deal with challenges that they're currently facing, and to employ new people, to embrace new technology, to look at their sustainability and transition and reduce their carbon footprint, as well as looking at small supports around training and enhancing the skills of their employees, and also mentoring, which is a great support that we offer free to all businesses in the county, where if they have a particular challenge, if that's HR, maybe finance, maybe new technology, how to adopt AI, we have up to 12 hours of free expert advice that can go to any business in the county. So the local enterprise office has a wide range of supports, and we'd encourage anybody to get in touch and learn about the supports, and we'll be happy to support all businesses.